This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 8th of Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today is warm and sunny across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies. Haifa sees a pleasant breeze. A comfortable evening is predicted for most regions. Here are today's headlines. First, JNS reports from earlier today that Iran and Hezbollah are breaking the ceasefire deal with continued missile attacks on Israel. Also, Walla noted earlier this hour that Israel experienced a tense night following a missile attack from Iran. Prime Minister Netanyahu held an emergency meeting after former President Trump urged restraint. Also this hour, Jerusalem Post reported on Trump's recent NBC interview where he clarified he is not demanding Lebanon's involvement in the Iran deal. Separately, Forward reports from earlier today that Trump is urging Iran to negotiate after its recent missile attack on Israel, marking the first direct fire in 2 months. And finally, JTA highlights Trump's message to Iran during a Fox News interview. He called for an end to missile attacks and a return to negotiations. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT6113, an open source intelligence analyst, reported just minutes ago that Israel has attacked Iran with explosions heard in Tehran. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle East commentator, posted that suppressing Israel's response may indicate Iran's readiness to offer concessions in negotiations. Ali Hashem, a journalist, noted earlier today that explosions were heard in Beirut. Reports suggest these might be interceptions over Lebanese skies. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the missile attacks, JNS details that Iran and Hezbollah's actions have intensified the challenge of maintaining a ceasefire. With ongoing rocket fire, the question remains about the enforcement of any future agreements. This escalation raises concerns over regional stability. Turning to the tense situation in Israel, Walla explains that the recent attacks prompted an urgent meeting led by Netanyahu. Despite Trump's plea for restraint, Israel's response remains uncertain. The situation underscores the delicate balance of diplomacy and defense. Meanwhile, Trump's interview with NBC, as covered by the Jerusalem Post, reveals his stance on the Iran deal. He emphasized Lebanon's exclusion from the negotiations, which follows Hezbollah's refusal to acknowledge the ceasefire. This could complicate diplomatic efforts in the region. In financial news, first, Keytech reports that Salignostics has received a $1.87 million grant from the Gates Foundation to advance saliva-based diagnostics for HIV and pregnancy. The funding aims to improve healthcare access in developing areas. Separately, Walla Business reveals that the IDF will shift 40% of tank fighter training to simulators. This move involves new training facilities provided by Elbit under a substantial contract, enhancing military training efficiency. And finally, Globes announces that Motorola Solutions has acquired Israeli company Defend for $1.5 billion. The Ra'anana-based startup specializes in counter-drone technology, marking a significant acquisition in the defense sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.